National Federation of the Blind of Clark County, April 16, 2011 meeting called to order by President Les Fitzpatrick at 10 a.m. The presidential release 394 was played. President Mao announced the death of Andy Burden, who died by accident on March 11. James Ruffalo and Kelly Sloan were married on March 27 of this year. Mark Riccobono announced that the National Federation of the Blind has started an online publication called the Journal of Blindness Innovation and Research, JBIR. The publication is to be an online publication in the form of a forum to share information concerning research and practices about work with the blind. He encourages all of us to get involved as readers, writers, and peer reviewers. To learn more, go to www.nfbjbir.org. You can create a login and password and can then get involved. The National Association of Parents of Blind Children is looking for donations of gently used Braille books for their 2011 Braille Book Fair and Flea Market. This event is also sponsored by the National Association to promote the use of Braille and the UPS Foundation. Books may be shipped to Braille Book Fair UPS Attention Bessie Graham, 8901 Atlantic Avenue, Orlando, FL 32824. Any questions, contact Barbara Chettle, 410-747-3472. Send email to bachadale@msn.com. This year's event will take place at the National Convention on July 5 from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Dan Hicks, the president of the National Federation of the Blind of Florida, announces that on July 9 at the Orlando Convention site there will be four tours sponsored by Echeverria and Peachtree Travel to SeaWorld, Universal Studios, Disney World, and the Kennedy Space Center. Sign up right away. Tour tickets are $20.00 with a $10.00 deposit required before May 1. Final $10.00 amount due by June 1. For the cost of the actual tours, call either Cheryl Echeverria at 1-866-580-5574, Emma Reservations Echeverria Travel.com, or Peachtree Travel at Morris Chackleford at telephone 888-389-2723, ML Reservations Peachtree Travel.net. Joe Ruffalo announces that on the program Through Our Eyes he will be interviewing Parnell Diggs about the Imagination Fund and the Race for Independence. This will take place on April 20 between 8 and 9 o'clock. They will be joined by Arnell Lewis and Mark Riccobono for this program. Contact Joe Ruffalo if you have questions. The National Convention is coming up on July 2 through 8 at the Rosin Shingle Creek Resort or the Rosin Center Hotel. For reservations at either hotel, call 866-996-6338. The hotel is filling fast. Convention registration is available on the web at www.nfb.org. Registration. Registration online costs $15.00 and a banquet ticket is $50.00. Registration at the convention will be higher. Ellen Rimbaugh announces that a Blind Driver Challenge shirt is available from the Independence Market for $30.00 in a wide variety of sizes and colors. For more information, call 410-659-9314X2216. Parnell Diggs announced 30 lucky persons will be allowed to pick 3 friends to ride with a trained driver in the car that was demonstrated in January at the Daytona Speedway. For more details about how you can qualify by raising funds for the Imagination Fund, contact Parnell Diggs at pdiggsnfb.org, 410-659-9314X2371, or you may call Anne-Marie Laney at telephone 410-659-9314X2371. The National Federation of the Blind has sued the McCarran Airport that serves the city of Las Vegas, Nevada. The objective of this suit is to make airport kiosks accessible to the blind. It is hoped that this suit will cause the manufacturers of these machines to take seriously the need of the blind to be able to access this information beginning in airports. President Mao is hoping to complete the agenda for this summer's convention before the next presidential release. So if you have any items for the agenda, get them in before that time. President Mao concluded the release with two of the traditional endings. Ha 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 ha. It appears that 4 of our membership may be attending National Convention. The minutes of the last meeting, read and approved with one correction. Mario S. last name is Eland, not Eastland. A formal treasurer's report was not given, since no treasurer was present at the meeting. A motion was made and seconded to accept the informal treasurer's report. Bob Sellers discussed the fundraising concert at the Kennedy School on April 23. There is a suggested $10.00 admission. It is for all ages. A good family activity. runs from 7 o'clock to 10 p.m. Bob asked about the NFB chapter business cards. Nothing has been done as yet. Betty suggested a re-inkable stamp that could be used to place contact information on NFB handouts. Bob Sellers encouraged us to talk to our friends about volunteering for the concession sales at the amphitheater this summer. If you have interested friends, have them call Bob at 798-6498 or Marie at 991-3603. Bob brought up the possibility of holding an event at WSSB for the students, to encourage them to become involved in science and engineering. Don brought up the name of John Rhodes, a retired mechanical engineer from Hewlett-Packard, as a possible teacher. Doug suggested we talk to Craig Metter and Mr. Baldwin from WSSB to make a proposal. President Fitzpatrick reported on the WSSB ice cream social. We had about 37 students and they were very interested and enthusiastic. We gave away 5.00 bills instead of gift cards. We determined to write thank you letters to Mr. Mehta, Adrian, and Dr. Stenegem. Don will prepare thank you letters. Bob suggested that we get the ice cream social scheduled again for next year, and get it in the school calendar. Bob suggested that we put together a committee, to review what we did this year, and make preparations to do another social next year. Doug announced that Marcus Reinhardt, a Washington State School for the Blind student, has been approved to participate in NFB Youth Slam this summer. Another student, Cassius Arpala, from Renton has been approved, but does not have the funds for the registration. The chapter passed a motion to provide the 250.00 registration for Kasha. Doug Tremble reminded us that Adrian, the activities director at the school, has invited our chapter members to participate in the recreational activities with the WSSB students. Washington State School for the Blind graduation will be on June 10th. Doug and Beth reported on the Washington Council of the Blind membership activity at the downtown Hilton. They had about 75 participants, and had a program consisting of speakers from the Department of Services for the Blind. A presentation about the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, and information about the Washington Council of the Blind. We all felt that we should do a similar event next fall. A committee was appointed, consisting of Betty as chairperson, Don, Doug, and Bob as members, to begin working on this activity. The next chapter social will take place at Les Home on June 11th at 11 a.m. The chapter will provide the meat. Members should bring their own drinks and a side dish. A motion was made and seconded that a committee be set up to call members to remind of meetings, activities and any other important NFB activities. The motion passed, and Ray was appointed the committee of one to do the calling. Les will add Mario's name and send the updated list to Ray. A long discussion ensued concerning how to make our meetings accessible to members who may not have good travel skills or don't have the confidence to come totally independently. Members of the chapter should mentor new members and do what is necessary to assist them in getting to the meetings. Develop a family attitude, so we will take care of each other. Doug brought up getting the Vancouver Columbian newspaper on Newsline. Many members were interested in this as an idea. Doug will proceed to do some work to see what might be developed. Bob brought up getting members of the chapter oriented so we can do a video using the public access cable channel in Vancouver. Betty volunteered to bring snacks to the next meeting on May 21st. Meredith Harden from the Vancouver Office of the Department of Services for the Blind received an award. The chapter will send a letter of congratulations to Meredith. Don Mitchell, the secretary, will prepare a handout to go into new client information from the Vancouver DSB office about their local chapter and the NFB in general. The meeting was then adjourned. Don Mitchell, Secretary.